Blog Talk Radio.
Let them know that I am live on Facebook. Please send on friends. Hey, guys. How's everyone doing today on this podcast show? Today we're going to be talking about Kate Julia Jones of Oklahoma City. Got word from the Department of Parole Board that they'll be able to, have a what they call a hearing on this case. So that is good too. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Oklahoma's death row system. As y'all know, Oklahoma has a lot of black people on death row. Only black. We have a state that's only 11% black or 5% black, and that is, it has the highest rate of people going to prison. So we're going to talk about that later on in the case. Thumbs up if you're on Mike Church Drive. Here's the thing about white people. They've been so bold against us. They've been out here making moves that are very, very just, they've been out here just doing crazy stuff against, Now, I wanted to talk about first some other things out the way. Before we get to the Jones, they had a rapper's daughter, Sanaya Dennis, they're claiming that she committed suicide. Now, as you know, black women do not commit suicide at a so, they basically do not commit suicide at quick. In fact, black women have a low rate as black women join. That's what they're going to try to spell out state police in New York. This young lady took her own life because of her boyfriend. And this man just might not have these problems. Well, we know what's going on. Then, already know what's going on here. They said that, watch this. They said that because of the breaking up of her boyfriend, she committed suicide. She put the frame there, okay, and ended up, they cannot find out that the dog had her skin stopped at Niagara Falls, wherever that could be, when she got on to the train, she came about to Texas. Yahoo News and I'll give them credit, they said Maya Dennis, the still college student last month, died by a turn suicide. Official says first, it appears more girls her own life. Barry County turns down things for reporters during a morning news conference. While authorities have not located the 19-year-old girl's body, they were able to based upon a timeline of her last hours. Now, you all know when they say that we've been a black person committed suicide, you got a really close look at what the state does. State, every state official are in bed. bid with the National Football Champions, and they are also in bid with for Oregon. This is Oregon Tech, especially when you go to little valley things, like the model who's from Georgia, traveled from Las Vegas. Now listen, I just got back to Las Vegas. Traveled from Las Vegas 4 hours to Los Angeles. And somewhere in the desert, you know, and I was at the drive down there, and I don't know what, a lot of mountains as I was leaving Las Vegas, going the same highway, right? About the same path, whatever. I was like, damn, let's turn back around. Because when you go into the mountain area, you know, it's a lot of mountains. It's not, only nobody there. For a job number six. So if you actually get break down in that area, that's a scary thing. I'm telling you, it's for a lot of black people with okay, so here's the thing. So let me go ahead and do this part. The Fed said on the afternoon of April 24th, Dennis got into an argument with her boyfriend in New York City over the phone. After trying to contact him for 59 times for a bail, she called another male friend in New York City, talked about killing herself. Now, see, they're basing it on what a person who did not was not with this girl said. And they're going to conclude that she took her own life. Not maybe took her own life, but this is what they're conclusion. Family, people are trying to tell you, after these white supremacists talk about we taking our own life, they are actually killing us for our organs. Now remember, when you go to like Kansas, Mount Shooper, Niagara Falls, Mountain, you have to understand that our organs, melanin in our body, is very, very powerful for the white supremacy. We've got a lot of not black folks that just left their kids in there. And I'm not saying that this is what happened in the Niagara case. I'm just saying, let them go in there. All white supremacists are backing them up, coming up for their organs. There was a YouTube video, and I don't mean to make any kind of conspiracy theory, but this FBI agent, this former FBI agent, said on YouTube like years ago, he said that not only do certain types of law enforcement officers are in the harvesting business, he also concluded that they are also fast up, and then they basically cut their hair off, right? And the women goes to certain types of countries from Pakistan for Indian men because they like a lot of women. They like how pretty the young girls are in the United States. So Indian men, people meet with white men in the United States. They also just as effort. And instead of them basically just having not only sex, young girls, they keep young girls in their country watching. And when that FBI agent said that, I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? So black folks are so naive, they say that the police check us. No, but here's the thing. You have people who are in the organ business, like Frank Martel. Frank Martel is a big organ organization. He runs a big organ donation company, right? Inside a folder hit on Frank Martel was also this got big conditions written all over it again. We keep on trying to tell black parents, especially the mom, that your daughters are being displayed because you are educating them to trust God. And while you're fighting with the baby daddy, you got white supremacy backing your children up. Okay? This district attorney set up here and said, without nobody, no evidence, that he's going to conclude that this young girl died, killed her own self out of body, and she's still missing. It goes on to say that Slade said on the app, on April 4th, Dennis Babb is an argument with her boyfriend who works sitting over the phone. After trying in contact with 6-9 times, no avail, called another male friend to be upset and talk about killing herself, he was sick. Okay? That's their part. But it goes on to say that she remained on the phone for several hours before she let her phone male friend reconsider. About 11 p.m., she was in the dorm room at State University Detroit College, Buffalo. Shortly after, in her dorm, Dennis walked towards Donovan on campus, threw away personal items that would lead someone to believe that the dorm was unclear if the personal items were. See the kind of language in that? People throw away stuff all the time. That's not an indication that she was about to commit suicide. I got a book that I'll throw away. I don't want that no more. It's home. So families, this is what they're doing. Like I said, I did my research here on this case. Guess what? Like I said, it's all over. I did my research and I found out that 80 miles from New York State, as far as the Niagara Falls is, it's 80 miles to Canada. I was like, oh, hell. 80 miles to Canada. Huh? Canada works with state police officers. They work with sheriffs. They work with police agencies. Because the white people in Canada, they are the ones, basically, they are the white supremacists are more on the nerdy side. They are the ones that say, we're not going to kill them. We're not going to stab. We're in the harvesting business. So you got white supremacists like the UK and all that. But you have your more sophisticated white supremacists. Europe and Canadian border on a Canadian itself, or Canada itself, they're in the business of margin poverty. Understand? She was 80 miles from, it's 80 miles from New York, is Canadian border. Understand? Canada has the highest level of organ harvesting report. Anybody ever know? Watch this. Go ahead. Don't push. Shortly after Sling said, according to the DA, video from the Niagara Frontier Transportation Report. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Washington, the people who call themselves Transportation Authority, or call themselves the Desert Police, all these people who post the base out in the desert, they are officials, and they're supposed to work with law enforcement, other crimes, stuff like that. Not supposed to go around in those places. Right? According to the DA, video from Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority shows she rode two different buses going towards Niagara Falls. She was by herself. Dennis was last seen on the New York State Park Police camera shortly after midnight, Rock Forge, Goat Island, where her phone last seen. plane spent around 12 a.m. Elkhorn Horn in a text that he will call police, not call him himself. End quote. See, here's the thing. White supremacists will continue to do what they've done. See, white people have always been to us what they've always done. It is just the foolishness of black folks who think white supremacists are not fully aware that they're doing all this stuff for us on all levels. And we're sitting back there acting like a fool thinking that, oh, no, and so therefore, this right here did not make sense. Now remember, in Connecticut, remember they said that she was intoxicated. But remember they found not only kept medical stuff, but along with the alcohol, they found medical stuff epilepsy. And so who put that in her drink? You got to understand. Back over there. Right after this case is over. Understand? So what we're doing is letting people know, see the black media, well, we are basically just so frustrated with white people right now. So we have to create our own shit. Okay? Let's help share light is to the sky. I'm gonna probably do a whole little case on this to go split a little bit more y'all, so we can basically understand what's going on. So probably next week I'm gonna go ahead and do some more research because I know I just did a little bit. But those points that I want to make clear about how far from New York State that she was from in the Niagara Falls area, and as it relates to 80 miles to Canada that she was, if this happened when she disappeared. I want people to understand that significance of the case. Okay? And we might come back to this on next Thursday. But in other news, Bill Gates, he had all these mandates out here, these dead women, who was telling us that white men don't cheat. White men are road masters. White men don't do this, blah, blah, blah. White men don't cheat. But coming out that Bill Gates accused of cheating with sex during marriages. The worst reason explained. So, as you know, Bill Gates is married to Linda Gates. Announced their divorce after a marriage of 27 years on Twitter by posting the same statement on their respective panel. They are also said that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has enabled people to lead healthy and productive lives, and that they will continue to work on it together as they believe in its mission. What really happened between Bill Gates and Melinda? After the news of Bill Gates' separation, people speculate various things. And here's all the dubious goes away. Statement regarding their existence has released. Statement reads, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Statement went on to say that they have raised three incredible children and built a foundation that they believe in. And went on to add, we continue to share the grief and the mission will continue our work together to salvation, blah, 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 blah. After the release of the statement, speculation, and reason behind his work was widely discussed, supposedly Bill Gates was accused of cheating with his ex-wife during the marriage with Melinda that ended their marriage. Okay? So he was dealing with his ex-wife when he's supposed to be married to her. And here's the thing. Bill Gates, of course, you know, worth $125 billion collected. Now, how much his wife is going to get? Yeah, we don't know. We're saying that Jeff Bezos, who's been financing the Black Lives Matter, he's worth. So, Bill Gates was worth $125 billion. His wife is going to take half of that money after divorce by the federal government. But yeah, but we have a lot of these adventures and managers out there. You know, white men are charming, white men are cheating. White men, when they get married, you know, they don't see on their wives. Here it is. Bill Gates sleeping around with his ex-wife. He's not only that he was basically trying to find a way to reduce the black population, he was also at the same time, you know, having sex with ex-girlfriend or ex-wife. Understand? If you stop the only one that, you know, that tries to pretend like they have a marriage, remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, he did the same thing, had a baby with his age. See, white men, you have to understand, they get this persona in the media, the white media, as if they don't do no wrong. And so they like to hammer black men in the media. And it was like, oh, you know, this don't really make sense. You know, you got the, okay, like, you know, why are y'all, the white people killing people? Yes, you got black men, news media, taking over this. You got R. Kelly in the media, and Bill Cosby in the media, but not Jeffrey Epstein, not Harvey Weinstein. This is what we've been talking about. So that's another news. Then finally, in the other news, before we get to our topic of the day about Julius Jones, we got Mayor Tisha Lamb Barlow here announcing that she did not speak to her. That is good. Now, I like to support black men and women on a lot of stuff, but this mayor was worst mayor that they ever elected here in the city of the West. Now, Katrina Reed was no different. He basically allowed white supremacists to take us under so that black people can lose a lot of wealth in the matter. He really came in for the eight. The two times he had, black people in Atlanta were very sabotaged because of Katrina Reed. But what got Shalane Bottom so messy and just, she was not really a, she's not a leader in a sense. We see a lot of these women who join these Alpha Kappa and sororities, they're not really leaders. Somebody just told them, oh, you got this personality, you should be, you know, a city official, run for this political office or that political office. And she really didn't have the charisma, even though she beat her opponent, because nobody knew what kind of mayor she was. You know, she defeated Mary Norwood because, you know, Mary Norwood, she's been trying to be a mayor so she can have all the white people take over all the resources in the office. You know, and so she's been out there, Mary Norwood, she's been out there trying to appeal to black folks so that she can get all in to the office. That's what that white judge that I had to go up against, she did here in Clayton County, she tried to take this photo op with black people and thought that she was going to win the re-election after the former governor elected her. From the side out, so Clayton County said, hell no. Understand? We do not want that white system lesbian in office in this county because we know what they do. See, Tariq was right about Trump. You know what I'm saying? When the Republicans are in office, we only have to deal with the white supremacy. But when Democrats are in office, we have to deal with the white supremacy, we have to deal with the LGBT we have to deal with all of these other people, these immigrants, these other groups. And Joe Biden talks about bringing 11 million, or making 11 million undocumented work, illegal immigrants to come here and be the citizens. This is what they're doing. They're undermining us. Now, if you know how that's going to work after they basically come to teach English and start getting on their job, on the job of eventually being police and working in the fire department or working in the VA office, working in government, all this stuff, all you have to do is look at the Rosemont Police Department in Chicago, who handled the Tamika Jenkins case, going back to that. And you'll see what these people is about. You'll see what they're about crossing over the border. These folks are here to undermine us. The white supremacists have told them they can shoot us just like them, and just like they do to us as well, shoot us and kill us with impunity. This is what we're talking about. This is the reason why we don't want these 11 million people to be no damn citizens in this country. See, this is what we have to deal with from the Democratic here in office. Okay? See? So, ladies and gentlemen, that is... Now, to give you a history about what happened in Julius Jones' case, he was convicted in the 1999 murder of Paul Howell of Evan, Oklahoma, a white insurance agent who had shot and killed, who was shot and killed during a carjacking. Jones was only 19 years old, and he was in college going to you studying to be an engineer. You got a full scale, you got a full ride scholarship to become a engineer, a graduated world, engineer. So at the time, they had district attorney by the name of Bob Macy. And, of course, Bob Macy, man, was a real racist. This dude here, man, him and his family chemist named Joyce Gilchrist, these two worked together. I always criticize when white men and black women work together. I know people get upset when I say, but every time they work together, just like virus had this black chemistry working her name is Corbin. Remember, Corbin, who's working with Dr. Fauci in the coronavirus case. Well, this chemist in Oklahoma, black woman by the name of Joyce Gilchrist, she was working with Bob Macy. Bob Macy had her to testify and lie in almost 145 cases that put innocent people in jail. Now, keep in mind, Bob Macy basically was extreme white supremacist. He was up to date. He and Joyce Gilchrist, before they died, they basically were still holding out. They did nothing wrong. Now, it goes on to say that death row, Jones is one of the 45 people sitting right now on Oklahoma death row, and the only witness of the crime was his co-suspect, which was the guy by the name of, what's his dude's name? He said that was the actual killer. Jordan. Now, this Jordan dude, I can find his name, I can see his name, though, his first name. But this dude was the one that did it to the top. And he fingered Julius and saying that Julius was the one who shot Mr. Howell. But the district attorney at the time was Bob Macy. Bob Macy had a deal with this Jordan dude so that he could also go after Julius and put this man in jail for a crime that he did not commit. Now, yes, Julius had a lot of criminal activity in the past, which basically don't really, that doesn't mean anything, because what they did was they went out the blood from a bandana, and they used that blood in the bandana to convict them, and then they appointed him a state-appointed, these appointed attorneys. You know what I'm saying? A public defender. This public defender, the attorney who represented him, rested the case and did not call any witnesses at trial. You see what I'm saying? We had a lot of cases like this where black people have been railroaded because of these defense attorneys not calling any witnesses to the trial. Remember that happened in Troy Anthony Davis' case. When me and I was meeting with him and his sister, we were trying to fight for him, to get him off. We know if you go back and look at my book, Collusion of Politics, that he actually wrote me a letter. Anyway, we look at this case here, and said that Julius pulled the trigger, even though that he was the one basically shot this man and in cold blood, and then he's going to say that he had it in accomplished. But see, the question was, where is Julius gun? Okay, did they take turns shooting the man with the same gun? And what was the fingerprint that basically tied Julius up? See, they don't have none of it. They just went out off this blood that was taken from a bandana that was there. And that was, I guess, found in Julius' home. Right? So when the police department and not the police department, but so when Bob Macy got the case, keep in mind this man was so diabolical that him and his chemist, George Gilchrist, they would testify in court cases that they knew that there was no evidence there. But what George Gilchrist would do is she would lie. This damn bitch would lie and say that the evidence matched to the case and the person got convicted because of what she lied and said that it matched. And it's like, man, it was what we thought that, man, there's no way that I get this time. I mean, they're sitting there thinking that they're going to get off. Here, this bitch come back and said, no, this person was one, DNA says he's the one that did it. You understand? So, in 2001, she was fired, and that they also had, Bob Macy had to resign. Things to fear prosecuting cases where they were fabricating evidence against every defendant that came into the court. And this is why Oklahoma received so much money from the federal government, because of course we have the warehouse, and they have to pay the money for these private prisons. And this is how they were getting them inside, is where the chemist would lie, Joyce Gilchrist, she would lie and say that the evidence that this person that was on trial really did it when he did not, or she did not do the crime. So what Bob Macy did was he struck a deal with the cold suspect, which was Jordan's deal. What's Jordan's name? Well, first name. I'll talk about it here in just a moment. I've been looking for it. I thought I was written down. Thumbs up, like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe, family. No, let's look at the article. The article will tell us more about it, okay? So before we do that, let's look at the notes. So it says that Bob Macy, he immediately pushed for 53 people in 53 cases to be death penalty cases. He resigned in 2001 over prosecutorial misconduct, tampering with evidence, okay? And then Macy died in 2011. Most of the people he sentenced had their sentences either overturned on appeal or they got exonerated. Now, here's the thing. The white supremacist system likes to basically be unjust because Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying? They are police state. They do not offer their citizens, especially the youth, nothing but going to jail. So they're police state. And the ideal is that during the times that Bob Macy and George Gilchrist was in this office, they basically, white people knew, the white supremacists knew that they were lying. The district attorney's office knew that they were fabricating evidence. But see, within the police community and also in the district attorney's office, they have like a silent code. You don't speak out against it. But of course, you know, you might be found dead or you might be played, you know, all this sort of stuff, right? But yeah, Christmas joy, thank you. Christopher Joyce, Jack Rumpel. Christopher Joyce admitted to murdering this man. And what Bob Mason said to Christopher Jordan was to strike him a deal. And in the deal, if he testified against Julius Jones, he basically will only receive 30 years. Now, he cut a deal with the prosecution, and he was able to do only the 15 years while Julius went to death row. You understand? So, you're looking at this case, it's like, wait a minute, why are you going to strike a deal with this man who was already convicted and admitted to the crime, but then you said that you're going to strike a deal with him only to get Julius? See, the white supremacists do that when they know that another black man is involved. Then they will basically do anything that they weigh, they will do anything to bring down as many as black people as they can. And this is what Bob Macy was trying to do. He knew that Julius was innocent. So even in the sense that he struck a deal. Now people are asking, well, if Julius is innocent, okay, if he was the one that pulled the trigger, why is he, the other guy, if they've already convicted him of pulling the trigger, why are you going to then have another guy convicted who then, this same person that lied before says that he was with him, no fingerprints on the gun, nothing there but some blood on a bandana, and you don't use that bandana and then say that the crime lab took the evidence or got the DNA evidence. You're meaning the same evidence that was used and fabricated in all the other cases that Bob Macy and George Gilchrist also conducted in? They basically had, see, this was a state. This is one of the reasons why I left, because here's the thing. These people were so diabolical, man. These folks, man, were framing people after people, and George Gilchrist knew that she basically was not fit to take that position. And the thing was is that they basically got her grade in school where she was making B's and she was making L's, but then when she went to the school with this guy who passed her, basically he even said that, you know, she was making some mistakes, but yet Oklahoma still hired her as a chemist. You see, Mandy Joy Fieldcraft was basically told by her master, Bob Macy, nigga, you're going to help me fabricate people so that we can then enhance our criminal justice. Understand? I always told you now, when a black woman is smiling next to a white man, you got to investigate themselves. Because they are about to engage in a bunch of crazy and diabolical stuff. Most of the time. Those former say that even the arresting officer calls him a nigger. Those authors talk about that despite the problems with evidence in Julius Jones' case, that he has a racist police officer and ineffective counsel. That is already ground for a new trial. Here's the thing. White people play dumb because they got to find ways to play dumb to keep the criminal justice system unjust. Understand? And so by doing so, they look at their own laws and say, well, even though he qualified for an appeal already, and not the Department of Parole Board giving him one, but to basically have an appeal by a court based upon the fact that there was some circumstantial evidence. And you have to ask the question, why someone who has circumstantial evidence against them on death row. That's kind of creepy. Understand? So that's what happened in Floyd Anthony Davis' case. It's already committed in Oklahoma, according to this nonpartisan organization, says that Oklahoma killed at least 3 innocent people on death row. We know that Georgia killed Troy Anthony Davis, and he was innocent as well, and there was some circumstantial evidence as well in this case here as well. Then you have the arresting officer calling all kinds of witnesses and stuff. You got to be like, wait a minute now. You mean that I basically don't get a fair shot of retrial here? Now let's pass this here. Let's go back over the side. Okay? Had a suspect by the name of Christopher Jordan who admitted that he shot and killed this man. Right? Then, instead of being only convicted him for the murder, in order to get the other person, you cut a deal with him, and then by cutting a deal with the other person, you put the person where with only just limited evidence, and then struck a deal with the person who actually should have been on death row. This is what we're talking about, the so-called criminal. Bob Macy was able to then just destroy people's lives, and the white folks in Oklahoma, they knew that this was going on. And it was not no rally, it was not no protest, and we're sitting back there, even when I was standing there, we were literally looking, we were like, why the hell is all these people on death row in the state of Oklahoma trying to execute all these people? It's just like, we didn't understand that. You understand? We didn't understand why the state of Oklahoma was basically, like, executing folks and even ignoring their appeals, ignoring evidence that suggests that not only was Bob Macy engaging in prosecutorial misconduct, but his chemist was blind and cheated this. Fabricating stuff within the lab. You understand? So, in a sense, you have this state-appointed attorney, David McKenzie, who did not call no witnesses at trial for Julius Jones. That is ground immediately for a retrial. And so the white supremacists are on code. We have this vicious party by the name of West Lane. Now, West Lane is me, basically, West Lane came out to be. And the thing was that West Lane was also a white supremacist. And when he became district attorney, West Lane and Bob Mason said, sold that not able to then correct the ills of what Bob Mason was. Understand? So, David Prater, which is the current Secretary of Oklahoma, he basically wrote a letter like, damn, to the white supremacy on code at all times. Current District Attorney David Prater wrote a letter to the Department Parole Board and said that Julius Jones is not innocent and he should remain there. You understand? David Prater said that. Oh my God. So they were all on code, and then I did more research and I learned that white supremacist David Prater, who is current district attorney now, that's who he was working or in a DA's office. West Lane. Oh, wow. Hey. So he gets this job back, and the staff of him basically looks at, and then he's going to tell the public to all board the police stone, and then wrote a letter. Even the attorney of Julius Jones, Julius Jones' suit attorney, is like, wait a minute. I mean, I know it's not really a violation of any, it should be a violation of their, you know, their little policies within special standards of law, but you know how white people, I'm white, I say jail. You have a DA, you have a former DA, you have the corrupt DA before jail, all in cahoots to basically try to tell the people of Oklahoma and the world that not only is Julius Jones guilty, but saying that they have a criminal justice system that's failing justice. I beg to suffer. Oklahoma, as I told you, is only less than 10% black. Maybe 11. The Oklahoma death row has over 60% inside death row right now. And Governor Fitch just announced that he is restarting the death row. He did not wait both times after the 5-year moratorium on it, because of what this box execution is already now wanting to basically reconvene execution. Now, so they were saying, just because Julius Jones did, like, shoplifting, this with a robbery, or something like that, that stuff, too, they're saying, that's enough evidence to suggest that Julius Jones is guilty. They're not necessarily, because to me, that's the bill that we know that despite him doing that, I'm trying to figure out if he shared a gun. I'm trying to figure out if he had his own gun. I mean, I don't understand. How is both of them convicted and it's only one gun used? I'm trying to figure out if he... Is after this Christopher Jordan shot him and admitted that he killed him, what did Julius Jones do? Did he just take a gun from Jordan and just start shooting and killing him too? It's not making any sense. And so they used a blood on a red bandana that they found in Julius Jones' home to convict him of it. Now, his family had spoken out, and they said that, they were easy when they got called that he would be arrested. And one of Julius Jones said himself that he made the mistake as to not going to the police department when he was first, you know, was first looking for him. That was one of the mistakes that he made. But even in sense of that being the situation, man, we know the history of Oklahoma corruption. We know the history of Bob Macy. We know the history of his chemist, George Gilchrist. And you see, Bob Macy was what they were calling the deadliest prosecutor in the history of the country. I was like, did that man, that name is another thing, because this man is very, very watching thumbs up. This man was very evil. He basically tried cases with limited effort, used live ass to suggest guilt. From a show that Viola Davis is doing, But here's the thing about the whole situation. That's it. I'm done. Okay. Because the point that Julius Jones was the 19-year-old student at the University of Oklahoma, he was considered as the prime suspect in killing a 45-year-old businessman. He was on the verge of gaining a basketball scholarship, with arrested, charged with house murder, August 1999, according to OUD. In 2002, he was convicted of first-degree murder and was sentenced to death at just 32 years old. The black inmate is in court for 20 years for payment of penalty. The change.org petition claims spent 22 hours a day in solitary silence. Every minute we wait, we take back to the second that those five bring Julius closer to being executed for a crime. Now, the activist went on to help him, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Who is on death row? Okay, so why is Julius Jones on death row? Okay, here's a quick fact. Julius Jones was arrested and charged with murder in 1999 when Howell was shot in his 1997 GMC Suburban, less than 20 miles away from Jones' home. Howell's sister described the shooter as a black man wearing a stocking cap with half an inch of his hair hanging out. His friend Dale Veitch told OU Daily in December of 2019. The suspect interviewed by Edmonton police Tim Jones and high school basketball teammate Christopher Thornton as the alleged carjacking murderer. Despite a lack of evidence to directly connect Jones to Howell's killing, he was sentenced to death and 20 years in prison in 2002. Jordan was the state witness against him. Advocates for Jones said his case was contested by racial discrimination. Evidence was collected, handled, and stormed. Fox said, claiming that Jones was targeted by self-proclaimed carthugs a gamer. Despite an agreement that Jordan would serve 30 years in exchange for his testimony, he walked free after serving half of that time, according to an overview of his case on Justice Julius Jones.com. See, that's what I mentioned earlier. This was still actually in this way, and many others, Mr. Jones' rights, state, federal constitution have been violated and his conviction or death sentence should be overturned, the description reads. Meanwhile, Jones remains locked up at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. He filed for clemency in October 2019 after exhausting all of his options to fight the death penalty. That does my witness, I was not involved in any way in the crime that led to Paul Howell's being shot and killed, this Clemens report said, as reported by RBC. I have spent the 20 years on death row for a crime I did not commit, did not witness, and was not act. Now, his best friend, but other best friend, Rockin' 22 for 20 years. And that right there is Joseph. That's real friend. A lot of other people probably would have them enough on you, probably would have been when Leverkusen now went on. But his tall boy stayed with them. He basically was talking to them, making sure that word was out about this situation. Said about it, well, Kim Sebastian went to jump up the spotlight back on Charlie Kate. Here's after this from the halftime. November, she played Charles. They've been in jail a little over a year after she brought him on foot. The reality seems to be this star shared photos of her trip to Oklahoma on Instagram. And it's clear that she also spoke to Joe's mother, Madeline, in his family at the back of the city. And now we're going to get into our church program about how this sounds. What he shared, how he missed out on his internet farm, because he lost his gift. I'm so thankful to the most important freedom fighters, for Julius Jones, she wrote in her photo caption. We won't stop until we get justice. Now, you see, here's the thing about Black people's independence. Here in the black media, we've been telling the black rappers or the black person that it's known that we are under physical white supremacy, right? And that history of American criminal justice system against us has always been a white. That has not changed. But yet, you've got black folks who think that we're going to win over the heart of white supremacy. So somehow you're going to change your mind, change the devilish art. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. A white supremacist is always going to be a thing. There's no changing. And see, talking about white being racist, a lot of people get upset. Black folks call them out the racism. The point that you have to make about this is that about African Americans probably won't call you an ignorant. An average white person probably go and will have lunch. So what we expect the black guys to do is that white people is a little bit of racism because they got the right from the skin system. But has to make discrimination against black folks. And so it doesn't matter if a white person that is seen with you is on a bed with you, not with you. That's not the point. The point is, it's benefit from the system. They can use this system to do a lot of things that are unjust. Watch this article from the U.S. says, White says that on October 2, 2019, Kardashian West urged her followers to write Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board as well as Governor Kevin Fitch, the White Supremacist Governor of Florida, for clemency for Jones. She also shared a link in his advocacy website saying, please help by asking the board in Governor Fitch. I don't know if I'm messing up his life, but hell, is to give careful and thoughtful consideration to his decision. And that's about right there. While the white supremacists are controlled, while they're bringing passing the political because they're going to hold up English to replace black folks instead of actually to be similar. Everybody wants basically double us. Going back to what we were talking about when the Democrats off. And I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but here's the thing. All those that we have is that still had a feeling the white area when the Republicans get it off. Okay, that's just enough. We know who the white when it's off. But as soon as Democrats make it office, and have to deal with white supremacists, as I said, we have to deal with intelligence. We got to deal with the basic line of them. We black folks have to do it and body when Democrats are in office. He's not black, even though he's part of the game. And here we have to deal with other black folks who have basically sold us out for the white supremacy. We have to deal with all of these folks. On the show, I was trying to look at the last defense on the prime video or whatever, but it wouldn't come on for me. So I might have to, you know, get a subscription or order something online or whatever. But what I wanted to look at the show, the last defense. I think they did a movie on themselves. But I remember though, that when we were talking earlier about David Prater, this character in Oklahoma, writing Department Parole Board, objecting to the commutation of Julius Stone, that had a flashback into my book, Foolish American Policy. Saying about the system, saying how they treat Jessica Evans. Or, below is a letter from Troy Anthony Davis, which when I requested, and do a documentary film on him when the Correctional Department in Jackson did not be the fifth. Why did they not want cameras inside Death Row, just inside Reborn Death Row? Because even when we talk here about this, especially for innocent people on Death Row, we want to see that living position as well. A lot of people, of course, may not be interested how it makes it do it, because they might say, well, you know, these folks are guilty anyway, they're just waiting to die. But what we're seeing here, Oklahoma Death Row, is that a lot of people have been, they have been watched that case by Bob Mason. When Bob Mason finally died in 2011, it was only after seeing when Oklahoma Supreme Court started to say, well, we're going to overturn your conviction. See, and here's the thing about it. The problem is that most of all the people who basically do think they the state of Oklahoma or city of Oklahoma, these folks have not gotten that paid because in the situation towards George Gilchrist, even though they were able to reach $6 million settlement from her, we didn't have that money. We didn't have that money, right? But here's the thing. She said to the man who had the 6 minutes back south and I want to say one or two. She first started off. They called me Black Girl Match. I mean, Black Match. That's what they called her. She was basically happy because a bunch of white folks called her Black Match. The type of mentality some of the black folks have, they're hanging around white folks. You're basically sitting up here sending innocent people to jail and to basically, you know, embarrassed and shocked about what you've done. Why? How does yourself, Black Magic, think Black folks feel bad? I didn't have the courage to go in the courtroom with a Black male. I was mortified, to say the least. I was thinking upset about it, because I really think that Black defense attorneys lost this case as much as having people in the case of us, but she's not the case. But going on to a lot of these celebrities that they were saying that are part of Julia's job. Her call to action, Jim Sebastian, call to action has attracted the attention of superstar athletes, including NFL quarterbacker Baker Mayfield and NBA star Russell Westbrook, both of whom have written letters to Oklahoma Governor Fitch in support of Jones Clinton. What we are at right now is that they have this white attention on the phone. No. But who is this conversation here? Finally got his hearing. And so now, sitting in his hearing, it still might take them years to determine whether or not they're supposed to get a trial. And if they get a new trial, we know that the white supremacist part of the state is not going to charge parties because they have nothing more than this Jordan suit of the customer who's already a getting killed. So here's the thing. People were asking me, was Julius Jones, do you think Julius Jones is innocent? I said, yes. Where's the fingerprint? What DNA does he have that matches the Mr. Howell's mother? I don't have to. There's no presentation of the evidence. And then, to have the state public defender who basically be incompetent shows you that David McKenzie should also be sued for his lack of, you know, being, what's called it, being an ineffective counsel on the case. If David McKenzie, fresh out of law school, he was basically did not prep. He did not call any witnesses. He basically just allowed the prosecution to do whatever they wanted. And you already know when he was up against Bob Mason, this old head, and this witch of yours, George Warcraft, you know that the bullshit is about to go on. Because collectively, these two engaged in the bad side. They basically, even Joyce Gilchrist's former teacher said, well, I didn't train her that way. Well, you didn't train her that way, but you knew that she took her course in college. Watch this. We're going to give you that one. The people you speak to in the back. We play the street. Okay? So we're gonna basically go hard in on why Oklahoma might fail of helping them in their career. Especially these judges. They get bored, so they railroad you because they their courtroom to have work. So most of the time, you basically have to not find the patient. Then the Oklahoma Criminal Court Court of Appeal. So that judge is going to court. It don't matter what you do in the state, and I've said, but that's the sentence. Look at it. But the problem, though, is that you have to also pass the bus from a white person who wants to pay for the railroad. And I keep trying to add, I ask them all the time, I say, you don't have to take a system for fresh, but you want to take a system like break up and feel good about it. Not the top. You're going to fight a force. Black man fighting white from war. There was a black soldier, I went, right? Black soldier at the airport, I went across the street before I was working on the station. This was a black woman going, what is fighting? That was fighting. So we are basically compacted over seas. So the Nazis built on our nation. They're trying to undermine us, bring in massive illegal immigrants, undocumented workers into the country, and let them take over all the jobs, the half people jobs. So what they're doing is really trying to hurry up and ensure these people speak English. So if they want to make it, of course, watch this. Las Vegas has said everything. And I was going to say, I was going to talk about this. And a sister came by had a and she basically went from the sidewalk and went to the other sidewalk from the other side of the walk. Like, I was on the other side. I went up on any side of the mountain, you know what I'm saying? But now, we see it in a system that sets us down around black skin are permanent right now. Yes, God, that when we talk here about criminality, we often forget that this is what this is hearing. Here's the thing. We basically are engaged in crime because white people in the system have to undermine our demand for not only for reparations. You see, the white people did the civil rights movement. They pushed civil rights integration for over so that they could get better control over blacks. And since then, we've been listening to the civil rights story after Dr. King and Malcolm was studying to suggest that we're living in an integrated society. And so now that a lot of us are on code, it is the assisting, fighting for justice, showing up at our homes, they're showing up at the people's homes, we're just undermining them by bringing 11 million legal documents for over. Dr. Umar Johnson is very correct when he suggested that Kamala Harris, it was no accident that she was appointed the vice president, the first Asian vice president in the United States. Did you mention, of course, that America is in a cold war with Asia or China? Did you mention, though, that in order to help balance the relationship between China and the rest of the Asian people in that country. And the United States has to basically look at, you know, at healthy Asian companies of why black people are getting accusation and expect all kinds of loss of their lives. Because the whites are going to know that they're shrinking. Numbers are falling, right? They have been reduced from 10% almost down to 8%. Then by year 2035, year 40, they will be 6% of the world population. We're not talking about 6% in America. We're talking about 60% in the world. Because half of their baby boomer generation will, of course, die off. And I mean that, I'm not saying that to me. I'm saying, you know, nobody lives forever. You know, we're not going to live forever. So the thing is that the baby boomer generation is where all of these numbers are, right? The white people are not producing enough shit. Their women are chasing out the black men and aging, like, because the Hispanic and other men, they're not producing other children. So, we got medication. You go out and take that medicine. Well, you know it, got our silly, older black generation. Now these young black in COVID-19 they have the white supremacy after the reception of black people in their life. But back to Julius Jones' case, because that's another question. So we have this passage. Remember, the best language. First, that one election, Jim and David, I mean, not David Slater, but him and Bob Macy, they both met them. Of course, that position was in every politician who wanted to get the, they call it, Paul Lee. Hell, I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know what y'all transition to the House. It was about them not to investigate all these damn cases. Now, like I said earlier, David Slater is now resigned. It's now the time. This is the 29th. So now Oklahoma is going to basically have to search for a right. So, here's the thing, as black folks, of course, it's when we vote, and I'm not saying shit, but when we vote, we basically don't look at the candidates we're voting for, and the candidates, you know, if they're in these cases, of course we don't finance the candidates, but I told you earlier how white people know that they put these race office. Get their home and marriage. The problem with what we're seeing is that white are able to act as district attorneys, as judges, as prosecuting attorneys, or the U.S. attorneys, state attorneys, district attorneys, all these places, city attorneys into the position of enforcing the rule for them. That's false. You have some white supremacy judge who is out there with this taking off the taking paper form, who basically not believe following the law, but believes that I'm white and I think so. That judge thinks. So before Attorney David Slater get out of office and retire, he said that Julius Jones is already, of course, told, well, the governor's already announced that they will basically start back there. This is basically white people, a white supremacist in Oklahoma showing their racism. This is basically from what they are. Yeah, I've been speaking up this all this time. Hell, we're just going to go out and show you the all with it. Trying to hide it. They're not even trying to hide it. Okay. 2004, I left here. Remember, we had all the time to with criminal justice. We went to rally, we protest, but that was not enough. We had a lot of a letter to the Party of Parochial, right? Says, well, I don't believe that Julius Jones should be no common sense. I don't believe that he deserves a meat trial. Okay? So, here's the problem. Here's the problem. White racists are in the office. They're showing their coat, right? I often tell black folks, pastor said, how do y'all talk about racism and not tell us who is perpetrating racism? I don't get that. You cannot say that you are racist and then not tell us who the racists are. You have to pretend like racism. That's not. You have to recognize that racism is perpetrated from people here are perpetrating racism. America cannot be racist. The people, the white supremacists, the white folks in general in it, this one that are racist. What's wrong? And I don't give a damn about what people think about it. I'm saying you cannot make say that a state is racist. People are the ones making the extra law. Not the state. The state. You talk about the state, you're talking about the people who run an entire government. That's why the play comes to mind. And instead of talking about racism, nobody told you how we deal with it. We go out and celebrate. Out there, there's all kinds of alcohol, sometimes drugs, so we do that on a lower, real lower way. But we put our race, we're dealing with some 5 million. So, picking up our stuff, instead of just basically and so they're setting all that out and come around back to basically identifying the two races. And then I become the enemy. Anyway, the article from the Oklahoma was on the state department drug board on Monday voted the further to the application Julius Jones. Let's go in there. He claims to explain the murder of has been taken part by the Liberty for Justice Reform Project across the country. Now, this. The white supremacists like to spend like their Location in Memphis, whatever it is, this is a nice part of the process of the country, but he still walked around. That's what they think about us, and then having the melon in our body, this old man, 8 years old, can still walk around. That's the reason why that's what it gave basically the Democrats office, that all of these vote against the patent that Michael Douglas given, but nothing has happened. We'll call that racist action attack that Black folks were given, no matter. On So that's why Joe Biden's first you guys got to start working with the success. Now, why did you say that? I've been looking at this And so now we have issues here, but I don't mean to drop the sentence here, but it goes on to say that the state patient applicant job left open the claim to claim murder whose cause has been taken by celebrity, no justice reform advocates across the country. In a critical first stage vote that was seen publicly via Zoom, or 3-1 to move the case to the second page. They had no right to send it to him. Where the board would decide whether to recommend a publication passes on to some of the public page or final decision. Even if the board recognize that ship in another car is up to the public stuff. So I was going to say that voting in favor were acting Chair Adams much, and board members Terry Doyle and Mary Morris casting a long vote against Jones' application was Alan McCall. The board had five speakers, but former Chairman Robert Gillian resigned in December because of the top issue. Gillian died in February. The governor is expected to appoint a replacement as earlier as this week. This is where we talk to you. Our state. And I anticipated Jones' decision reported without board commentary during a Jackson implementation application. Hundreds of inmates came to this widespread debate over claims, institutional racism, and the U.S. criminal justice system, leading to death, sex, color, and custody, miscarriage, death, and court. Supporters of Jones, who is black, soft, characterized, Christian, fatal shooting a white and prominent businessman as another example of criminal justice system that harms people of color. This is what color stuff is for the big black folks. They say we cannot allow the white people to keep the call of for a color. We are the first. We are the only minority basically for stripped in this land and don't this country. We're not going to be a minority. And that title belongs to the racist in their country. And you came over here just to get all kinds of treatment, special privileges that we fought hard for and built the nation. And this is what we're one of the. But anyway, let's go ahead and continue. We're in afternoon at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. Antoinette Jones, Julius Jones' sister, said her brother was home the night Powell was murdered nowhere in this time. Said her brother's child was called. I'm focused on the conversation earlier today. Family said, home college. Antoinette Jones said, learning the board's initial speech on Monday, almost like you're ready for the playoffs. So you have to stay focused. Bill Mach, Jones' attorney, did not comment Monday about his level of confidence facilities to our presentation. Should the case ultimately land on his desk? We are thrilled that the board has bit of a warm body of advocates to do and convince that any fair cultural review of the facts of the case will result in the termination of the defense in the release of prison. Fauci said at the state. Attorney General Mike Hunter said was disappointed in the decision. Here we go with these racists. Always being disappointed. Of moving Jones to stage two for the evidence, Hunter said in a statement. I'm encouraged Jones to push back to Brooklyn's Stacey Page protest letter in the 18-29-page appendix thesis that submitted last Monday, which completely invalidates Stacey Page Julius Jones' intent. My office will continue to stand on considerable facts and considerable facts of this case with the family of Paul Howell by opposing Jones' request for release from the Department of Parole Board. Jones' stage 2 investigation hearing is scheduled for June, the Hunter said. Oklahoma District Attorney David Taylor told the court in Maryland no pay compensation compensation that you put back home for the dinner with your family on the 30th. Well, this trial attorney must testify at this area in case that you call his parents to testify with his alibi. But Jones himself told them this summer that he was not home that night. So we have the white supremacist man, the man of peace. Most of their exhibits coming from the only witness to the murder, which was coming from the guy who actually shot him, which in fact was Christopher Jordan. But the one who shot and admitted to it, the one who is the same as one of our Julius John.
Lori, I was going to tell you that your audio is so low I can hardly hear it. And it's been that way for several weeks. So I don't know if you get a call then they tell you, but I can barely hear you at all. Anyway, you about ready to get off. I just want to let you know.
That was all I wanted to report to you on. Together was this duo of just, you know, they were criminals themselves. Okay? They were criminals. And the problem with this is that one of them was black. For all these cases to be watched. Okay? Next Thursday, we're going to go into detail about the Shania Dennis case. We're going to go in there and talk about her and the Shania Dennis case. We're going to go in depth today.